The following is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of Cumulus Media and FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk. This is Vacation Views with your host, Mark Comfort. Mark and his wife, Mimi, are owners of Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours and Travel. As they like to say, you deserve a vacation. But more than that, isn't it time to make memories that will last a lifetime? Have you ever looked at a calendar with a picture of a snow-capped mountain reflecting in a mirror-smooth lake? Or maybe a picture of a white sandy beach with turquoise seas beckoning you to dive in? Or have you ever heard the Blue Danube played while you're on the Danube? Look, you can keep dreaming. Or you can make your own pictures and memories that will last a lifetime. Stay tuned for Mark Comfort and Vacation Views. Learn what an exciting time you and your family can have on your next vacation. Mark Comfort, coming up next.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
Slight chance for a couple of flurries, a couple of flakes until right around sunrise, and then just partly to mostly cloudy skies. Cold as well, starting off in the teens. Highs in the teens to low 20s, so very cold today. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronna Williams.
This is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays of Kansas City and Comfort Tours and Travel. And I want you to know, for 29 years, the secret of our success as a vacation specialist has been matching you up with what is exactly right for you. Now listen, I think it's very, very important because we know what we're talking about. We can give you firsthand experience, whether it's ocean cruises or river cruises or all-inclusive resorts. We'll be there to help you plan the most perfect vacation and walk you through everything you'll need to know during the whole process. And when your documents come in, we'll even go over the documents with you to once again be sure you know everything. Whatever it is you want, whatever kind of vacation, let us help you have the best vacation you've ever had. Give us a call at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500 or cruiseholidayskc.com.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Good morning, Kansas City. Oh my gosh, this has to be maybe one of my favorite days. If not my favorite day of the year, it is going to be crazy. If you've ever wanted to learn about any kind of vacation option there is almost anywhere in the world, today is the day. It's our 25th annual Vacation Extravaganza Seminar and Sale. 25 years, quarter of a century. We've been doing this because we know how important it is for you to learn about all these vacation options. And you know, we have representatives from the major ocean cruise lines here today. All the major ocean cruise lines are here. River cruise lines, they're all here, but we've had some air delays getting people here. That's kind of part of it. And then we have representatives from the all-inclusive world of vacations, the resorts, the tour companies, Rocky Mountaineer with, you know, the luxury train experience into the Canadian Rockies. We have just about everybody here that we do so much business. All these representatives are taking their entire day, 8:30 today. We started this morning. We're going to be done at 5:30. This evening. What a great opportunity for you to learn and for you to save. We literally, each representative will have a seminar in the morning and a seminar in the afternoon, 20 minutes, that's all. And you then will have the opportunity, if you'd like, to come and talk to each representative one-on-one. What a great opportunity. Now, that's the learning part. The second part is we have a sale. Who doesn't like to save money or get extra added values and perks? All of these representatives have brought sale pricing and extra added values for today's event. And I think the biggest thing, we have this event here at the Cruise Holidays office today, like we do almost every January. So it's the best time for you to make decisions on your vacation if you can, or at least start that planning process, because this is an industry of supply and demand. And as that supply goes down because the demand is going up, the prices go up. So it's real simple. If you're going to vacation yet this year, today is the day to come and learn and save money. I'm going to jump right in. We're going to have a little 3-minute. This is going to be like speed dating in the radio interview world. We are going to talk to each and every one of these representatives that are here today, and we're going to lead off with our just announced vendor of the year, Robin Piper, with the Globus family of brands. Robin, welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
It is a great time of the year to come and learn and plan your vacation. What I just said about supply and demand, it's 100% true, isn't it?
Absolutely. I know, especially for our Avalon product, we only have between 128 and 166 passengers on our ships. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really want you to come out, get the cabin that you want, get the great promotion up to $3,000 off per couple right now. We want you to have the vacation of your dreams, and that goes with our Globus product too. You know, we only have so much space. There's, you know, we have small group departures that are 20 to 30 people, and we want you to get the vacation that you've been dreaming about. So
yeah,
today is the day.
It really is. It really is, and you can have a chance to come talk to Robin and find out what the hot destinations are and where the deals are, that sort of thing. Very, very, very important. I feel this is the most important day of the year for anybody that's interested in a vacation yet this year in 2018, or maybe you're planning some very, very special vacation for 2019 or 2020. And Robin, we talked about river cruising. We just got out of a couple river cruise seminars already that were just packed, and people are really, really still interested. I mean, this river cruise industry just continues to grow and grow and grow, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And, you know, one of the great things about the presentations that all of us are doing, you know, and myself as well, is we kind of give you a peek into who our personality, what our ship's personality is. And so we want you to come out today. It's so important. I'm presenting at 10:30 and again at 1 for all of my 4 brands, but really give you an idea of what to expect and if we're the right match for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we do here at Cruise Holidays, too. Our goal is to match you up with what is the perfect vacation option for you. Robin, thanks so much for joining us today. And I'm switching right now gears to Mr. Matt Shearer from St. Louis, Missouri, representing Celebrity Cruises, a great, great cruise line. And Matt, it's kind of fun, isn't it, to see all of your peers in the industry with all the different vacation options, and it truly is the best time of the year to be planning and making decisions if they can, correct?
Oh, Mark, it really is. It's a pleasure being here, and we always look forward to trying to help your clients out and make them part of our guests going forward and giving them the specials we have from our product.
And I love Celebrity Cruises. I mean, modern luxury, whatever you want to call it. You guys just do it right. Your ships are world-class ships. You go to some of the best destinations, and you do a really good job of immersing people in the destinations. That's what people want nowadays, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're trying to do and listen to what our past guests have been on board and talking to us about. They want to be in the ports of call, and we're trying to do more overnights in all the destinations. And like you said, we're trying to give the client more experiences with our new ships coming out, the Celebrity Edge that will be sailing in December, as well as our new one in the Galapagos called the Celebrity Flora, which will start sailing in 2019.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, come learn about that Galapagos experience. You can talk to Matt directly about that. Mimi and I have had a chance to do that. I don't want to say life-changing experience, but world-class experience. I don't think people realize how good the quality of food can be on an ocean cruise, and Celebrity gets a lot of credit for changing from mass quantities of food to fabulous cuisine. And you, that's one of the things you specialize in, right?
We do. Along with the food, the service is our heart and soul of our product. And basically, with the dining experiences that we have, we know that it is something that people want to try to experience on a vacation and take it to a new level. And one of the things we've done on our ships is make it more casual as well. So they do not have to dress up for dining in our dining rooms, whether it's select, which is anytime dining, or set dining. They can come in jeans in our dining room at any time.
I love when you put out, and I love that, by the way, it's the consumer's vacation.
Absolutely.
In my belief, they should be able to wear what they want within reason,
right,
on
correct
their vacation. And I love the options that you have. And I just, Matt, Celebrity is such a great line. And I'll tell you, those of you listening today, I really encourage you. What time are your seminars today?
I am presenting at 12:30 and 4:30. So come on out and see me.
Good. Well, Matt, thank you. Appreciate you coming. And come learn about Celebrity Cruises. That's a great, great cruise line. Switching gears now to the land business, Mr. Dan Tranchina with Pleasant Holidays, one of our great tour operators. Welcome, Dan. Thanks for coming today. Don't you love this cold weather?
Good morning, Mark. Oh, yes. Great opportunity for everybody to get away.
People laugh when I say, I love bad weather. And then I pause and I go, professionally? Because it does make people want to get to the warm weather destinations. What's hot, Dan, in the world? You guys represent thousands and thousands of vacation options.
Well, Hawaii right now has really, really stepped up for us. And as a matter of fact, today at 12 and 2:30, I'm doing presentations here on all the Hawaiian Islands. Costa Rica has been very, very hot. Tahiti's been picking up. And the Caribbean and Mexico are the standards. I mean, people are going there. They're great opportunities. But we sell Canada, the U.S., and we just announced we're going to Japan.
Oh, that's so cool. Japan has really become incredibly popular, and I predict it'll get even more and more popular. Costa Rica, great place to go. Isn't that just a unique place that more and more people, you know, we've always heard about Costa Rica with the volcanoes and the zip lines, but it's got so much more than that. Costa Rica is a great place to vacation.
Very activity-driven island. What we offer that nobody else really offers, we have guided vacations, and it's kind of spread out Costa Rica, and I think this is a great opportunity for the guests to experience with the locals, and they could take you through. For instance, there's three-hour driving distances, and you want to be able to do that. But not only are they guided vacations, but they're guaranteed departures. So,
yeah, very, very important. So that means there can be a very small number of people.
Correct. And we got a great tour operator, actually a ground operator there, Cat Tours. Family-operated, very, very good company.
By the way, let's talk about South Pacific. I can't let you get out of here because we did a big incentive group with you to Bora Bora. Those overwater bungalows at the St. Regis, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it is the best place I've ever been. I've never seen waters, the turquoise. It's a great, and everybody thinks it's really unaffordable. We have great deals to Tahiti. So if anybody's coming out today, and I hope you do, and you want to pick my brain about Tahiti as well, or any destination, please feel free to come up and ask me.
Yeah, and Dan does. Hey, there's nobody here today that represents more places in the world than Dan Tranchina. Dan, thanks so much for joining us here today, and it is the right time for people to be making vacation decisions for this year or next year right now, isn't it?
Step outside, people.
Warm weather destinations, you got it. We're going to switch gears right now. The Uniworld representative was Cheryl Giravelli. She got her plane canceled, and so I'm going to let Robin step in because we'll talk, I think, generically, Robin, real quick about river cruising. It is still truly one of the hottest, river cruising, one of the most popular segments in the entire vacation industry.
Absolutely. You know, many people have been on 10, 15, 20 ocean cruises, and now they're looking for a different, more intimate kind of experience. And for Europe especially, everything in Europe was built along the waterways. Mm-hmm. So we don't have tendering. You can come and go from the ship. We've got some great enhancements that are becoming in 2018 to all of our ships. So it really is a really good way to see the world.
Literally, and experience the world, cultural as well as historic and scenic. I tell you, you can't beat it. Now, one of the reasons why I asked you to fill in for Cheryl is something really, really exciting just happened this past week in Kansas City. The announcement was the first nonstop transatlantic airline, Icelandic Air, Kansas City to Iceland. Iceland right now. I love to say Iceland is the hottest country in the world, but the real reality is it's so popular. Everybody's interested in going to Iceland. And now we have these nonstops. Okay, so how can Globus and Monograms help us?
So we have several different options. We actually have a Cosmos, which is our more value-friendly itinerary. Then we have two Globus itineraries and a three-night, four-day Reykjavik city escape with our Monograms, which is our hosted product. And, you know, the flight times are really pretty amazing out of here. Mm-hmm. And really the only way to go to Iceland is with a tour. And I say that because it's one of our most expensive destinations, but we're able to package things in a manner where you're not dipping into your pocket left and right when you're there. So it really is a great opportunity. I know we'll talk about Iceland more and more to come, but it's probably our number two destination right now.
What would be number one?
Italy.
Italy. Ah, so this says what I've always said when I give my talks all over. If a country starts with an I, it's a popular country.
Absolutely, and I do want to remind people, Iceland is green and Greenland is ice. So you're going to the right one.
The Vikings named it that way so people wouldn't go there. I think that's really smart of those Vikings.
They are very smart.
Yeah, I Googled that because, you know. Hey, Robin, thanks so much for joining us today. And we can talk to you if you want to learn about Iceland or Italy or any of the countries of the world. Matter of fact, you ought to ask if you've ever been interested in a safari. You ought to talk to Robin about the Monogram experience to safari. So come to our office, Interstate 29 and 72nd Street, Cruise Holidays. You can Google it. You will get our address. We're right here at the southwest corner of the intersection of Interstate 29 and 72nd Street, just 10 miles south of our wonderful airport, or one exit south of Zona Rosa Shopping Center. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's talk about something warm like Barcelona Resort,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
You know, I had somebody just a minute ago tell me it's 81 degrees in Jamaica where I'm leaving tomorrow. I wonder what it is down in, say, the Riviera Maya
it's
area.
It's always hot and sunny.
It's always nice, isn't it?
It is in the 80s.
Tell us about Barcelona and how Barcelona fits in the world of all-inclusive resorts.
Okay, Barcelona Hotel Group has been around for 85 years. It's a family-owned and operated company, and in the Latin America market, we have probably 35 properties. We have about 16 in Mexico and also Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, and in other areas as well.
Tell me if this statement is true. I remember one of the executives of your company telling me years ago that the first criteria in a Barcelona property is the beach.
It is, definitely, the beach.
And everywhere I've been since he said that, because I really didn't know if he was serious or not, so every place I've been, I've noticed the beach where your properties are, some of the best beaches anywhere
right,
in the world.
Prime real estate.
Mm-hmm. Prime real estate, well
yes.
said. Well,
they're beautiful beaches. Some of the beaches are huge and just absolutely gorgeous.
And you also have different
levels.
Categories or levels, yes, of your properties, and I like that because not everybody has the same budget.
Right.
And so I'm thinking in my mind the Riviera Maya area, that gorgeous, gorgeous beach
it's
down there.
Beautiful.
And what do you have, like five different properties in a row?
We have different properties, yes, in different categories.
Uh-huh.
The top of the line is Royal Hideaway. That's an adults only,
luxury,
all-inclusive resort. And then is Barcelona Maya Grand. And that's for all ages. We have kids programs there. There's a water park. And we have Occidental Ishkaret, which is an eco environment. There's monkeys there right on site, deer, lots of wildlife and that. And then there's the eco park right next door, which we can have packages to as well. And then there's the Allegro property, which is more of a budget-minded mm-hmm. property. So it's something for all ages and all markets and all budgets.
Which is just critical and on the same great beach. And I know the Dominican Republic property is so very, very popular, too. The real reality, one of the things we love about you guys is you just price so very well. And I compliment you for that. I don't know how you do it, it's
yeah.
nice
Thank you.
To be so value-oriented, and that's important to people.
Right. So in the Punta Cana, we have three properties, and also we have a property in Cabo and a couple properties in Puerto Vallarta. So it is for all budgets, all special interests as well.
Anywhere anybody wants to go.
That's right.
Well, this time of the year, people are interested
yes.
in warm weather
it's
vacations. And we've got some great deals here today, too, don't
yes.
we?
Yes, yes. Yep. Yep. And so, I'm speaking today at 10:30 and again in the afternoon at 1.
So really, really quick here and then 1 in the afternoon. But people can come up and talk to you one-on-one
yes.
and find out about the properties all over. You know, it seems I seem to be seeing a lot of interest in Dominican Republic. Is that true?
Yes, that's picking up. And luckily, we didn't have any kind of damage or anything from the hurricanes that went through. And we have a few properties in Punta Cana. We have three properties there. There's two in Santo Domingo as well.
Well, I tell you what, wherever you want to go,
let's go.
Deb, you can take them there, right? Hey, thanks
right.
so much for
okay,
joining
thank
us
you
today.
So much.
I appreciate thanks. It. Jared, let's go now to the world of luxury small ship cruising. And you and I were just talking this past week. One of my good friends booked a 20-day Regent Seven Seas luxury small ship cruising from Sydney, Australia to Singapore. That's one thing I love. Small ships can go to places that big ships cannot. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. And we're able to get into those niche ports. And, you know, also with, you know, the customers that we're talking about that were booked recently, including that business class air, that was a huge, huge advantage as well with the business class air being inclusive.
Let's talk about that just a minute, because that is one of the things that is, you guys started this several years ago, and your clients who want luxury, who want a better vacation, business class air is... Or that starts and ends the trip perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no better way to take a luxury vacation than, you know, starting your trip right when you leave your home and getting on and flying business class over to wherever you're going. So,
well, I mean, like Sydney, Australia, that is a long flight. And Singapore coming back, a long flight. So that business class there was critically important, and it was all part of the price of, and so is everything else, right?
Correct. Everything's all-inclusive. We want to make it a one-stop shop and just make it more, you know, hassle-free and worry-free for our customers to really enjoy their vacation and their experience overall.
And Jared, let me ask you this. Aren't you finding that this the economy is so good right now, but even more than that, people are wanting better. They're when they go on a vacation, they want to be spoiled and pampered and they want that vacation to be memorable, and they're willing to pay for it now, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, you said it perfectly. It's all about the value, you know, and that's the really our bread and butter is really just, you know, trying to put everything together and so they can just create this experience, just like I said, a one-stop shop and enjoy everything that they like on board the ships.
And you all do that so very well, and I just compliment you, and I love the small ship size. You know, in this world of ocean cruises getting bigger and bigger and bigger, that I think is makes it easier for us to sell Regent Seven Seas, because the service cannot be as good on a 5,000 passenger ship as on a 700 passenger ship, correct?
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, you have the crew to guest ratio is about 1 to 1.5 on board our ships, carrying 700 guests, all suites, all balconies. I mean, it's phenomenal how this, you know, things change and ships get bigger and bigger, like you said, and we just stick with, you know and what we're good at.
Well, and you guys really are good at it. Our satisfaction is just so high when we put people on a Regent Seven Seas cruise. So today, if you can get here and see and meet Jared and talk to him and find out about the value of what you're paying and what you don't have to pay when you get off that ship. Jared, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Mark.
Appreciate it so much. Now, I don't know how on earth I'm going to talk about Disney in 3 minutes, the whole world of Disney. So, Tammy, welcome.
Thank you so much. And it is difficult because we have 5 products that we have in our portfolio for travel. Obviously, the parks and resorts on both coasts in Anaheim and Florida. Disney Cruise Line, which I've been speaking about a lot today. Lots of questions there. Aulani in Hawaii and our Adventures by Disney, which I know you're a fan of with our deluxe
tours.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you, since becoming a grandfather, on my very near bucket list, just as soon as our little Ariella granddaughter gets old enough, I'm going to go to Norway. She's still into Frozen so much, and you've got an Adventures by Disney package there that I'm so excited about.
Absolutely, and that really is kind of the synergy with the movie Frozen and kind of the Arendelle kind of feeling that was put together and crafted to really go along with that. The same thing we did with Scotland when Brave came out. These are, you know, deluxe premium tours, but we make sure that those pieces are included and we have that crossover because people know that with Disney and they're looking for that entertainment link.
They really are. And Tammy, I'll tell you what they're looking for more than anything, right? Agree. I know you agree because, like, our mission is what Disney's mission is. That's to create memories that last a lifetime, and nobody does it better than Disney.
It's all about the memories. Yeah. It's all about the family memories and really coming together. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter what product we're talking about. I know that kind of was Adventures by Disney, but in Hawaii and on Aulani, I mean, there's so much there that really is immersive in that Hawaiian culture. And then you also have the Disney overlay. So many memories to be created, but also educational in a lot of areas too.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, and there we did a family reunion over, it was a Christmas present, it was over the Christmas, New Year's time. My mom took us all on the Disney Wonder, and I got to tell you, to this day, that is a vacation that stays with me because, I mean, nobody on the ocean, in Hawaii, in Florida or Lando or Norway, it just doesn't matter. You do it so right, don't you? And it's worth the money people pay.
It's the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. It's the level of service and the research we do in order to deliver the products that we do.
Well, you do a great job of it. So if you want to find out what's going on in the world of Disney, Tammy is here to talk about all five of the Disney segments. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.
And now we'll switch to Mr. Clarence Harris with Norwegian Cruise Line. You know, it was 30 years ago, Mimi and I went on a Norwegian cruise, and we decided on that cruise in the Caribbean that we were going to open this business called Cruise Holidays.
It's exciting, Mark. You know, cruising does that to you, and we're glad that you made that decision all those years ago.
Well, it so are we, as a matter of fact. And, I mean, you know, we were just talking about Hawaii. I think the other great thing, because Hawaii is always popular, Norwegian Cruise Line is the only cruise line that actually goes, cruises 7 days all around the Hawaiian Islands.
Absolutely. We allow you that time to immerse in the Hawaiian culture and to really experience Hawaii. That particular cruise allows our guests to spend a little over 97 hours in port, Mark. A great way to experience all of Hawaii.
We're going to be talking to Dana Wright here in just a little bit. Right when I get done, she's got a group of people that are going on the Pride of America around the Hawaiian Islands with her in September. And I think, gosh darn. And I've done that before. It is a great way to see Hawaii, islands.
It really is. They're going to enjoy it. You know, the lava started flowing again, so Mount Kilauea Volcano was a great sight. Volcanoes National Park, just absolutely fabulous to visit. So we've got overnights in Kauai and Maui. Great luau in Kauai as well, if you're looking for a true, authentic luau. So it's going to be a fantastic experience for
us. It is. So let's switch gears to the Caribbean and talk to us about the new Harvest Caye down in the Belize area.
Well, we wanted a new destination, so why not create one? And Harvest Caye is a new destination. It's a resort destination. You've got Land Shark Bar and Grill. Our partnership with Margaritaville has been just fabulous. This island has 15,000 square foot swim up a pool, 3,000 square foot zip line. We've got a lagoon. You can tube down and experience the wildlife in this island. It really is no other port like this one.
Well, I got to tell you, I can't wait to see that myself personally. And I just love the way Norwegian Cruise Line has literally reinvented yourself. And your ships now are second to none, aren't they, Clarence? With things to do, all the activities, the entertainment, second to none.
We'd like to say so. We definitely changed the game a lot, the industry, you know, more specifically, with the freestyle, the options of what you can do on the ship, the entertainment, up to the different dining options, choices. And then there's a few things like the waterfront that only Norwegian offers, the opportunity to dine inside or outside on the waterfront. It's a great ambiance, the aqua park with the water slides, and then the haven, accommodations that never before were experienced at sea. So, yes. We've definitely changed the game a lot. We were the first with the private islands, and we definitely look forward to continuing that that success.
So if you want to learn more about Norwegian Cruise Line, today is the day at the Interstate 2972nd Street exit, 10 miles south of the airport at our Cruise Holidays office. We will be open until 5:30 here to help you with any kind of vacation decisions you want. Clarence, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, now we're going to go from the ocean cruise industry to the all-inclusive resorts. Marema, welcome to Cruise Holidays Extravaganza.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Well, actually, I'm here for the first time in this extravaganza show, so thank you very much for inviting me. I hope to see everyone here to talk about a little bit more about your vacation in the Caribbean. Well, you know, we have the first over-the-water bungalows in Mexico's Riviera Maya. That's really something you have to see. It's an must-do when you are on destination. I mean, Mexico in general, we have a lot of different things to show to you, our culture, our Mayan culture, the Chichen Itza, Tulum, Cuba. So we have a lot of different things to show you. And one of them, well, are the Palafitos over water bungalows located at El Dorado Maroma. Well, we've been talking about El Dorado Maroma for, I mean, during our
one of our favorite places.
Yes. So you have been there. You have actually experienced it by yourself firsthand. What is the gourmet inclusive experience? Top dining, variety of different restaurants, Peruvian restaurant, Mexican restaurant cuisine. It's an artful presentation at all our resorts. The food for me is one of the most important things. When you are on vacation, you spend most of your time at the restaurants, or if you are in your room and you ask for room service, that's something really important. So for us, the safety of our guests and the quality of the food is very important. So this is something we really need to say.
I agree. I think that's one of the things that sets you apart. Charisma Resorts, which manages and they own the El Dorado properties, which are for adults only, the Azul properties, correct, which are for family-friendly, the brand-new all-suite, all-butler generations properties that are so fabulous, Nickelodeon coming out. Oh, my gosh, you've got Margaritaville. There's so much going on. And, Marima, tomorrow I'm leaving to go to your new property in Jamaica. I'm leaving at 8:10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and by 3 o'clock I will be in the pool or on the beach. It's 81 degrees there. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, actually, Jamaica, it's a very, it's not a new destination, mm-hmm, but it has different products. And mm-hmm, we have our first gourmet inclusive in Jamaica, which is Azul Beach Resort in Central Jamaica. But we are also thinking to expand. I don't know if you have heard about our new project in Jamaica, which will be sugarcane. We're going to have El Dorado properties coming down there. We're going to have also Nickelodeon, all the Azul Beach Resort properties. So good for you that you're going to enjoy of this amazing gourmet inclusive experience in Jamaica. Negril is one of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen. The world famous 7 Mile is just gorgeous. So really, really happy that you will be able to actually experience it.
I will get you back on another show when I get back, and we'll talk all about that. Marima, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Hope to see you, everyone.
And we will switch gears right now. Man, we're going to go. I love this job I do. We go around the world talking about different kind of vacations. Don Elmendorf, welcome, with Rocky Mountaineer. We did the Rocky Mountaineer experience. We took a group of people last August, and that luxury train experience it exceeded my expectations, Don. And we were just talking about food. Boy, was the food great on that.
You will not go hungry on Rocky Mountaineer. That is for sure. That's for sure. Yes. You know, what a better promo, mm-hmm, than to say that Mark and Mimi took an entire group on Rocky Mountaineer. Mm-hmm. So we were thrilled with that. They had a great time, and we hope to see everybody else on board. So for those of you that don't know what Rocky Mountaineer is, it is luxury train travel through the Canadian Rockies. So generally you start in Vancouver, perhaps head up to Jasper, over to Banff. So you're having 2 or 3 days on the train. We are daylight-only train. That is very important. You do not want to overnight on the train. Number one, it's uncomfortable. Number two, you're going to the Canadian Rockies. Why do you want to sleep through the prettiest part? So
yeah, and we did the Gold Leaf, and you have the option of Gold Leaf or Silver Leaf, mm-hmm, and the Gold Leaf is the best. And so we stayed at the best properties everywhere we went. Most of them were Fairmonts, and oh my gosh, Don, what a tremendous experience. And to your point, those Canadian Rockies, and I've been all over the world. I love mountains. We have a place in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. Some of the most beautiful mountains I've ever seen.
You know, majestic is the only word I can think to describe it. It really is. And I know I overuse that word when I do my presentations, but majestic, they are so majestic. And I, too, have been to Alaska, been to Colorado. But these are, they're very, very special. They're very special. And the properties that we use, as Mark said, on the Gold Leaf are just amazing. 5 stars, mainly Fairmont mm-hmm, properties. Mm-hmm. So when you're on board the train, I know we talked about the food. Please know that on the Gold Leaf properties, the Gold Leaf train service, you have a choice of 5 entrees at breakfast and lunch. So we're not just giving you, throwing some food at you. You have a full culinary team on board and 3 to 4 hosts. So you're really getting taken care of, all inclusive, no matter what class of service you take. So your meals, your snacks, your alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks while you're on the train are included in the price.
Oh, I tell you what, I know everybody on that experience with us was as satisfied as we were. And the thing I would like our audience to know is that you fill up very quick because there's not that many spaces. So
no.
People really need to be making a decision quick.
They really, really do. And right now we're having our stay-and-play offer, which is $500 in added amenities. So that's $500 you can use towards a pre-night hotel in Vancouver, which I highly recommend. Mm-hmm. Please go to Vancouver an extra night and stay there. It's an amazing city. So, yes, it is. This is a product that really does book up fast. We already do have some dates that are gone. So please come down here and work with the agents at Cruise Holidays, and they will be able to to give you exactly what you need with Rocky Mountaineer.
If you're just tuning in now, we are interviewing our 18 different, I am interviewing our 18 different representatives that are here today at our 25th annual vacation extravaganza seminar and sale. And we're at our office, Cruise Holidays office, Interstate 29 and 72nd Street. What a great day to come and learn about these different vacation options. And if you are in a position where you can make a decision, you can save a lot of money or get a lot of added values. Samantha, welcome to, is this your first extravaganza sale?
It's my second.
Second, yay! Yep, first with Holland America.
That's right.
Yep. Well, we love Holland America Line, and we are so excited for this coming August. We'll be taking your new Koningsdam, your ship out of Amsterdam, going to Iceland, Scotland, and Norway. Grand Slam itinerary. We have over 100 people joining us on that.
Absolutely. I've already met a couple of people that have come by my table and said they're going.
So. Oh, really? And oh, that's so cool.
I'm jealous you're going.
The other thing that is a big destination for Holland America, and it'll be very popular today, is Alaska. And again, just like we were talking to several of the other representatives, because it's a short season, meaning Alaska, the cruise part usually is from mid-May to mid-September, basically. The best times and the best cabins, they always sell out first. So people really need, if Alaska's on their bucket list, they better be thinking about making a decision pretty quick.
Yeah, they absolutely do. We are Alaska. I mean, we were the first in Alaska, and we do it so wonderfully. And we have so many wonderful cruise tours. We go not only to the Denali area, but we also go to the Yukon, which is exclusive to Holland America. And like you said, book early, because mm-hmm. it's one of those things where mm-hmm. You definitely want that veranda cabin. You want to be able to, you know, wake up in the morning in your robe and sip some coffee while you're passing by the glaciers. And those veranda cabins go fast. And we have, you know, some wonderful deals that are exclusive to, you know, Cruise Holidays right now. And then we also have a view and veranda sale that have upgrades that go, you know, take you from an ocean view cabin to a veranda with paying the ocean view price.
So people can learn about the options and they can save money. And that is something everybody likes. And the other thing, Samantha, I want to talk about is Holland America, goes all over the world. And the different destinations where you go to, gosh, like this Iceland is so popular. Mm-hmm. I think that's the driver on our trip. But you do the Mediterranean, you do the Baltic Sea, you do Asia, anywhere really where the water is deep enough, mm-hmm. Holland America goes. The other thing I think is going to be real popular is cruising around the Cape of South America.
Absolutely. That's very popular, as well as, you know, we've got some grand grand journeys and mm-hmm. some grand cruises, which basically they're from, 30 days to 113 days. And, you know, people don't often think about that. But if you're going all the way to Europe and you have the time, you know, see everything, and the prices they're not what you would expect them to be for a cruise that's that many days. So they're fantastic.
The other thing, you can save money, on your airfare by doing three or four different destinations all at one time. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I love Holland America Line. People need to come and find out all about the Indonesian staff and the service on board. We've sold Holland America so well for so long because we know our clients are going to just love the experience. You just do take very, very good care of them. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to move right now back to the river cruise industry. Marcy New, and just in from Amsterdam, literally, aren't you?
I am. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, Marcy, we have already had a couple seminars on river cruising today. They were both packed, and river cruising is still as popular, if not more so than ever, isn't it?
Absolutely. River cruising has become the most popular sort of cruising available to the consumer. And so what you see is this interest is constantly growing, and we're adding new ships, we're adding new destinations and new optional tours. So it is the best time ever. Never, don't wait. The ships are smaller, so the ships fill up, quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everyone to find out, come out, talk to mm-hmm. us, take a look. And your agents have all experienced on the waterways. We're so grateful for that. And and they've got firsthand knowledge of what's going to fit the client's best needs.
Well, and you've been so helpful, your company has, in getting us, and you personally, Marcy, in getting us and our staff on the different ships and on the different rivers. And that firsthand experience that we can offer is absolutely invaluable, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. The amount of information that the agents have from a personal experience makes a really big difference when they are speaking with a potential client of yours and directing them the right way, the right river, the right ship, the overall experience. And, you know, river cruising is just so fabulous because you can get from one country to the other in 15 minutes. And the agents all are really well-versed and very knowledgeable about what is going to really meet the expectation or in directing the client to the right river.
And, you know, the other thing we're so good at, I know you know this, you run into it at every seminar like this, is the fact of a lot of people have heard of maybe one or two river cruise lines, and perhaps they've not heard of AMA Waterways because AMA does not spend a lot of money or any money on national marketing like some of the competitors do. And that's why you need to come to an agency like ours where we can tell you the differences between the different lines and match you up with what's right for you, and that's critically important, isn't it?
It is. When a person is looking at spending vacation dollars, that's an investment. And we want to make sure that when that client is your client, our guest, is spending those dollars, we want to make sure that they feel comfortable, that they are in tune with what all the package is going to include. And that's why it's so important to use your office, the agents, because they firsthand understand it, and they can fit it to the client, to their, you know, to the best dollar spent and the greatest value.
As well, and everybody's looking for the best value, and that's what we do here at Cruise Holidays. And today is a great day to come learn and come save here at the 25th Annual Vacation Extravaganza Seminar in St. Marcy. New, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I bet you really are. Flying can be fun, can it? Wow. Moving right along, Mark Shea from Sandals, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here, Mark. Thanks for having us.
I just love a day like today because there's vendors today like AMA Waterways, maybe that people haven't heard of, but there's most certainly companies such as Sandals that everybody has heard of. Tell us what makes Sandals special.
No question about it. We are the Caribbean's only five-star luxury-included vacation option in the Caribbean. We're in the English-speaking Caribbean. We actually have 18 hotels in seven beautiful countries. In anticipation of this interview today, for the purpose of the listeners, 81 and sunny in Montego Bay at the moment.
That sounds pretty good to me. Right. Well, you know, I'm going to be in Jamaica tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and I cannot wait. I tell you, getting out of this cold weather is something everybody wants to. But Mark, the other thing is, you've been the most innovative of all of the all-inclusive resorts, not only in where you go, but the design of the properties, the inclusions of the property. But there is something, especially in Jamaica, about that Jamaican attitude and the Jamaican service.
Yaman and One Love is spoken at all of our resorts. There's something about the Jamaican personality that they have a desire to serve. Mm-hmm. That's the big distinction over that country.
Yeah, you were just telling me, would you say somebody has worked at one of the bars for
15 years
at the Royal Plantation?
At the Royal Plantation in Ocho Rios. It's amazing. The retention rate is incredible. So every employee at Sandals goes through Sandals University to learn about hospitality, and we hire for the smile and teach the skill.
And, Mark, would you agree? I've been saying that this whole show in the last couple of weeks, the reason why we have this event today in early or mid-January is to get people the opportunity to get their vacations planned and actually booked, because if they do so, they will get better availability for accommodations. They will get better pricing. They'll get better air schedules. It's a win-win for everybody. They can make their decisions early.
There's no question. I've been traveling to the Caribbean since 1992, and there's nothing better than jetting off on a day like today and reaching down in Montego Bay 2.5 hours later, and you're greeted with warm tropical sun.
Well, thank you, Mark, for joining us today, and I hope you will come out and talk to Mark and talk to all of these representatives about their particular vacation options that they represent. What a great opportunity to come meet these representatives, talk to them one-on-one. Tim Burch, welcome. How's your voice? Can you?
I can talk. Yeah. It's my morning voice.
October, I had that same thing, and I feel for you. Let's talk about Oceana. It's kind of fun for me to watch the evolution of the cruiser, that sometimes they will start maybe with a Carnival or Royal Caribbean. But as their life changes and goes on and they want better, the Oceana brand is the perfect next step up, isn't it?
Absolutely. We just celebrated our 15-year anniversary three days ago.
Wow.
And we really created a niche in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We're really more of an upper premium brand cruise line. Mm-hmm. Our ships are smaller, much smaller. We have four ships that are only 684 guests and 400 staff. And then we have two fairly new ships that are 1,250 guests and 800 staff.
And Tim, it is a compliment when I say, and I don't know the statistics, but I bet you have the highest repeat.
Absolutely.
In the business.
Absolutely.
Because everybody, when they go on Oceana, they love it. And they return and they return and they return.
Exactly. And the reason that is, Mark, is because of the service on board our ships. I mean, all cruise lines have great service. But for some reason, our guests, when they come back, they always say they feel like they're coming home. And they're able to, because of the size of the ships, they're able to form relationships with other guests that, quite honestly, you won't get on some of the big mega ships. And there's a place for the mega ships, of course. But, they love it.
And the culinary part of Oceana, I don't know if it's beatable at any price range.
Without a doubt. Jacques Pepin is our culinary director, has been since day one. He's absolutely amazing. And his whole goal was to make sure that we deliver the same culinary experience on every ship in every restaurant. And I'll be doggone, after 15 years, we've hit it spot on.
Yeah, you really have. If anything, you've gotten better. I just am so impressed with the culinary experience.
Exactly.
With Oceana. And I will tell you this, because one of my best clients just tried to book an Oceana cruise from me for, when was it? I think I want to say September, perhaps. And it was full.
Yep.
You couldn't get them
yep.
on. Couldn't get them on.
Again, we don't have a lot of availability because we don't have a lot of beds.
So think
book early.
Book early. I'm going to give your voice a chance to rest. And I like that morning voice. I'm going to use that terminology because I get that all the time too. Tim Burch.
I really appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
And we've known each other for a long time.
About 25 years.
It's been fun to watch this industry grow. It's probably, I've enjoyed you and your company and professionalism. I know you've watched us grow, Mimi and I, over the years. It's been a fun ride, hasn't
Absolutely.
It?
And I encourage all the listeners to come here because why would you not?
Yeah.
You guys
are
the professionals.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We have been for 29 going on 30 years. Tim Burch, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Switching gears now. Tracy, how are you today?
Good
are you
morning,
enjoying
Mark.
This, your first extravaganza?
Very much.
Here in Kansas City?
Awesome. I'm really enjoying getting to meet the folks here and your team as well, just a group of professionals that are really doing a wonderful job here today. So
Insight Vacations goes around the world. Are there destinations that you're feeling or seeing that are going to be more popular this year and next year?
You know, what we've seen the last couple of years, if it starts with the letter I, Ireland, Iceland, and Italy are all, of course, very popular. This past year, Iceland was off the charts. Croatia, Montenegro.
Croatia's huge right now.
Yeah, very popular area, and we've got some great departures for that area as well. But, you know, the standards, people love Italy. You know, I could travel to Italy every week and eat the food and have a great time. Of course, the atmosphere is just wonderful. But on our luxury gold side, we're introducing Japan this year.
Which is, again, a new hot destination.
Yes, it is. And when we're there in Japan, we actually will use the bullet train to get around the country, which is a really unique experience as well. So we're really pleased about a lot of new emerging destinations with Insight Vacations and Luxury Gold.
You know, and I'll tell you what, I love, I've known your company for a long, long time, and what you do, and Mimi was telling us last night at our little get-together how she was at Lake Lucerne one time, staying at a hotel that was maybe 2-3 blocks from Lake Lucerne, the actual lake itself.
Right.
She watched an Insight motor coach pull up right to that prime property right on the lake.
That is.
That's one of the differences, isn't it?
That is one of the differences. Yeah. We like to pride ourselves. We have smaller groups. One of the knocks for motor coach tours or bus tours, if you want to use that phrase, which we won't even use, is that you do, you know, stay out of town. You don't get the quality hotels. That's exactly the opposite of what we like to do. We have smaller groups, only 40 seats on our motor coaches, so it's business class legroom all the way. Very nice with your Wi-Fi and your outlets and all that. Of course, snacks and your travel director takes care of everything. But the hotels we use are right in the center of the action. We give you relaxed start. starts about every other day, where you don't leave the hotel until 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and you can get out and enjoy the local area, have breakfast in a cafe, and really experience a destination the way you would like to travel there individually. So that's what we try to do, is give that full immersion into a destination, but with all the details taken care of.
Well, I got to tell you, you do it right. And your clients, our clients that we put on Insight, get what they pay for and their expectations are exceeded. That's what we like.
It's based on value. Mm-hmm. And we try to give them value for their dollar. And I think that's exactly what your organization does as well.
You do a great job of that. Tracy, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
All the best. Hey, we're going to switch now back to river cruising, Eric. Well, I should say now with Viking River, small ship cruising, right?
You got it, Mark. Small ship cruising, Small ship experts celebrating our 20th year anniversary. At Viking Cruises, I guess we've dropped that river between Viking and cruises. So we're, you know, Viking Cruises now, or all is Viking, right? Really, truly a lifestyle brand. And, you know, that My Viking Journey, where do you want to go? We're on 6 different continents.
I tell you what, I first of all congratulate Viking River for making river cruising mainstream. But also now you've took the all-inclusiveness of river cruising and put it on the ocean with smaller ships, and you just won the best luxury cruise ship in the world award. How fabulous is that?
Yeah, we don't really, you know, tie the brand to the word luxury, I guess, all the time. Yeah. But it is definitely luxurious. Leisure Travel Magazine, right, has rated Viking Ocean Cruises the number one ocean cruise out there. We've just named our 6th ocean ship, the Viking Jupiter. And just some exciting itineraries. Like I said, 6 different continents by the year 2019, already open for sale. And then back to the river, you know, just over 29 different itineraries in Europe, still sailing in Russia, China, Southeast Asia. So really the world is your client's oyster there.
It is. And I'll tell you what, if you're interested in river cruising and want to find out all about whatever river it might be, or all about the differences of the river cruise, today is the right day for you to come. You have a chance to talk to Eric directly, to him one-on-one. Let him talk to you about which rivers maybe might be perfect for you if you've been on, say, the Rhine or the Danube, and what might be next for you. Or find out about the small ship cruising, because I got to tell you, I just am blown away how quickly you've won so many awards. So that product must be world-class fabulous. And all the clients we've put on it, and I haven't been on it yet, and I've got to get on there.
Appreciate that, Mark. Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And congratulations to you, celebrating your 30th year and business here in Kansas City. So kudos to you and your staff for putting this on. I'll be on at noon today, folks, giving Viking Cruises seminar here, ocean and river, and then back again at 4 o'clock. So if you want to find out more, come join us here.
Saving the best for last, right?
Thank you so much.
We don't have the Chiefs game to watch today.
Oh,
so come
there you go.
Find out about vacations. And Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Switching gears right now to one of my favorite people, one and my favorite all-inclusive property in the world, the Miraval Residences. Bea Barbera, welcome to Kansas City.
Hola, Mark. How are you today?
Yeah, hey, I heard just earlier that you speak Canadian, too.
I do. I'm pretty international, I have to say.
Bea, let's talk about lots going on with the Miraval Group. You know, most of my audience and clients have heard me talk about the Miraval Residences, which is your 5-star property, and truly, truly, the best all-inclusive property I've ever experienced. But talk about the Miraval Resort, which is your the nucleus of all your success.
Absolutely, Mark. Miraval Resort and Suites is our flagship property. It's in Nuevo Vallarta, and it's literally half a mile down the road from the Miraval Residences, so still in the Nuevo Vallarta area. It's a 4.5-star property. It's active. It's fun, friendly, beachfront resort, and it offers something for everyone's tastes and budgets, which are very important. So you've got your standard regular room, but we also offer suites, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms, even oceanfront categories to have that front ocean view, and it's great for families with children, you know, more than 3 children that are looking to be in the same unit. So that's multi-bedrooms is the way to go these days.
It really is, and both there and at your residences, to have multi-bedrooms under one roof, it's very, very hard to find that anywhere, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you know, think back, I'm sure it was very challenging for you and all your staff, you know, when you've got that type of combination of families or friends that are looking for that, where you've got to contact, you know, the tour operator, the hotel, and you know, really pray to see if you can get connecting rooms and get it guaranteed, which is something that's very difficult to do, especially at prime time holiday periods. So again, this really opens up an option for family travel and to have a quality time, together in that, you know, living room, dining room area, but still be able to have your own privacy, the extra bathrooms, which is great when you're all getting ready at the same time. So again, a really, really great option for families.
Boy, and your food is just so good. My gosh, compliments to the head chef and all of the people down there. Our buddy, everybody that's been there is probably wanting me to mention Carlos, the chief concierge, who everybody here knows and loves. And do tell Carlos hello for us. And talk to us a little bit, Bea, about the new addition to the Maryvale Residences.
Absolutely. Well, we're super excited. As of October 22nd, our Maryvale Residences property is now officially beachfront. So that's exciting. I know that many of your clients have been to visit us. Today I've sat down with four, and they're very excited about this new exciting news for them. Yeah. To be able to head down to the beach, a mere three-minute walk to a brand-new oceanfront area that has its own bar, its own cabanas, its own restaurant open for lunch and dinner, and where you can enjoy some evenings with a DJ and just dance under the stars. So a brand new concept right on site, which is just a fantastic option. I think all of our clients that had been there kept thinking, how could we make Maryvale Residences better? Well, I think we just answered that for you.
No, you sure did. We haven't sent our staff down there, and they were all blown away. Bea, thanks so much for joining us today. And with your properties, especially the residences, a little bit smaller property, people really do need to make that decision really pretty doggone quick if they're wanting to do, say, a summer vacation or something like that.
Absolutely. And remember that today we've got some great exclusives. If you come down, we have a tour included at Maryvale Residences, but by coming down and booking for this event, you would actually get two of those included tours available to you during your holiday. So it's a fantastic value for your money that will not be out of pocket for you during your vacation.
Thank you for that, too. We appreciate giving added values. Bea Barbero, welcome. And Travis Frew, Royal Caribbean, saving the best for last.
Mark, there's something in the water, because out of all of the shows that I've done with Cruise Holidays, this is on track to be the absolute best. I mean, I've already spoken to a family of five with, you know, kids, and I've spoken to a honeymoon couple, and I've spoken to a couple that's about to retire, and they've all booked at this show today, each a different product, and it's just incredible to see how everybody's able to capitalize on these savings and these deals and really just sit down face-to-face with one of the travel counselors. I mean, it's just, this show is going awesome, so knock on wood, it continues.
And we're going to 5:30 today, and I tell you what, now is the time to come join us. And Travis, I know, when are your seminars today? A little later?
My next one is over at 3:30, and I'm going to be talking about some of the new things that are going on in 2018. And also, we have deployment through, you know, 2020, actually. And that's why we're seeing a lot of people booking. The people that I mentioned from before, they're actually booking towards later on in 2018 and into 2019. And that family that I said, they actually got staterooms right next to each other. And that's something that you can really only do when the supply's there. So that's why they're doing it early.
It is, the early bird does get the worm, and Royal Caribbean is, I would have to say, the most popular cruise line in the industry. It's most certainly the line that we have sold the most of in our 29 full years in business, because we believe in the value for the dollar that Royal Caribbean gives you, and your ships are just world-class, state-of-the-art, innovative, something for everybody. And again, like you've heard, like I've said all day, is satisfaction when we put somebody on Royal Caribbean Cruises, they love it. They
absolutely. Love it. We really strive to deliver the wow factor across all, just all aspects of someone's vacation. We understand that these memories do last a lifetime, so we really do go above and beyond.
You do, and right now is the time for people to make their decision for especially this year's vacation, because if you wait too long, A, you're going to pay more, and B, you're not going to get the accommodations that you want.
Exactly. We have special show sales that are going on just today. We have special sales that are going on for the rest of the week, where you get to get an additional value, you get additional dollars off of your stateroom, and this is across the entire fleet. So it's just a matter of coming out to the show. Come see us, come see me at my seminar, or just get in touch with your Cruise Holidays travel counselor and get taken care of.
By the way, 816-505-1500, 505-1500. Well, we're coming up to the last minute, and I do want to invite you, Interstate 29 and 72nd Street, here just south of Zona Rosa or south of the KCI airport. We are having, I mean, it's the busiest day of the year. It's the best day of the year. Great time to save. Great time to learn. Do RSVP, please. We can tell you what time the seminar's on, or you can go to our website, cruiseholidayskc.com, KC.com. And remember, all of these vendors, 18 different vacation vendors here today to teach you about their vacation options and to give you sale prices and added value. So I look forward to seeing you today. We're open at 5, so come on out and learn and save. This is Mark Comfort. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week when I get back from Jamaica.